This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is trying to boost the use of certain treatments for those who get sick with COVID-19. The state has enrolled 161 providers to offer monoclonal antibody treatments. Governor Polis says they can prevent some COVID infections from getting worse.
This is early in the course of infection, mild to moderate symptoms, and you're older or at risk. This can reduce the likelihood of you being hospitalized by 70%.
Polis says the treatments are no substitute for the COVID vaccine, which should be the first line of defense against coronavirus. The Denver Sheriff's Department is offering jail inmates an incentive to get vaccinated for coronavirus, ramen, noodles, and instant coffee. COVID rates at Denver's jail have risen sharply since September. The free noodles and coffee come with an inmate's typical three meals a day. Changes are coming to early childhood education in Colorado. The governor announced a plan that begins next summer. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The plan aims to make the system families use to care for and educate their children vastly simpler, fairer, and more efficient and transparent. The agency will set up Colorado's new universal preschool program. Polis also highlighted $30 million to create child care centers on college campuses so single parents can get their education. The department will try to address child care affordability. Child care costs roughly 10% more than average monthly rent. 70% of children under age 5 have two working parents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.